Talking Wolves are once again delighted to have partnered up with Manscaped, and with the summer coming up and with Father's Day, our special offer is too good to miss.
Now, as some of you may know, I've just come back from my first summer holiday, lovely little trip away in Spain, and I must say, the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 was an absolute godsend. This nifty bit of kit here has helped me shave pairs in places that I didn't even know had places, if you know what I mean. It's absolutely wonderful. It's not just the razor you get a whole load of goodies in the Performance Package 4.0, and it's absolutely perfect for summer. Lads, don't sleep on it. Go out and get one.
Yes, Matt, and with Father's Day coming up as well, it is a perfect gift for you guys, especially for all of those dads out there. I know I've got a dad bod, but I'm not a dad just yet anyway. Using the link in the description, you'll be able to grab the Performance Package 4.0, and it is a game changer. Inside the package, you will find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker, which is the ear and nose hair trimmer, the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, the Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold all of those goodies in. You can get 20% off and free shipping with the code TALKINGWOLVES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com using the code TALKINGWOLVES. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Hello and welcome back to the Wolves Transfer Rumour Podcast, the show that looks at all the rumours in finer detail. I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Dave. Dave, how you keeping, mate?
Very well, thank you, mate. People can probably tell that we do this in the morning because we both look extremely tired. But other than that, mate, I'm keeping tired. Well.
Yeah, we record about 8 o'clock in the morning to try and get it out by midday. So, yeah, I find that when we record of an evening, though, I'm a bit more lackluster because I've been through the day. Whereas I get up in the morning, I've got a bit more, energy.
There's only 1 8 o'clock normally in my day, anyway. So.
Yeah, Dave doesn't start work till 10, so you get to about 9:50. But mate, the rumours the last few days or so, there's been quite a lot, haven't there? Quite a lot of juicy ones.
Yeah, it's picked up a little bit. I know when I think we spoke on Monday, and he said, "Do you want to do a video?" And I was like, there's like literally nothing since we did the last podcast, but the last sort of 24 to 48 hours, it's really, really hotted up a little bit.
It has. So the first one that we're going to cover is, and I know we said last week, Dave, that we may have to dedicate a segment to diminutive centre forwards.
Yeah.
But I feel like we might have to have a segment for destructive midfielders as well, because for some reason we seem to be linked with a lot of defensive minded, midfielders. Why do you think that could be? With Neves going, you'd think the likes of Lamina could slot in there.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just obviously the rumours being rumours. You would assume, you know, a club probably has a list of 4 or 5 players they want for a specific role, and obviously ended up picking up one. But I think one of the ones that we talk about today is probably a lot more likely than the other. But I don't know. It might just be how Lopetegui wants to set up, having a couple of, you know, more defensive midfielders and then a few more attacking players in there, like a 4-2-4 style, something like that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, and it could be as well that he wants to free up the likes of Gomez and Nunes, and have them in a different role. But the one that looks more likely than the one you just mentioned there, Dave, is the interest in Jeffrey Kondogbia. So reports emerge from Turkey to suggest that Wolves are interested in signing the Atletico midfielder. 30-year-old is said to have offers from Turkey too, and we'll assess his options once concrete offers are on the table. The Express and Stars, Liam Keane, friend of the pod, also followed it up and said Wolves are definitely interested but haven't tabled the bid. It's understood that Wolves were actually interested in January but didn't make a move. But David, one year left on his current deal at Atletico, probably looks more likely it'll happen this window.
Yeah, I think for the fee that's been sort of rumoured as well, 4 to 5 million euros, I think it's fairly risk-free. You know, I'd assume his wages are still going to be a decent whack. But I think, he's a good player and would add a little bit more steel to that midfield. Whether we already need that, I don't know. But, you know, Flamina, I think if Lamina did get injured or suspended, I think we lack a real defensive midfielder in there. I know we've got someone like Boubacar Traore as well, but I think they'd see him more as a box-to-box midfielder rather than sort of somebody that sort of sits in. It's always weird with reports from Turkey as well. Like, I always think Turkey, articles that come from Turkey got really poor track records. But there was just something about this one. I thought, why would you speak about Wolves first when there's other Turkish teams involved as well? And then obviously followed up by Liam Keane. I think this one's got legs, and I think this would be a smart signing by Wolves, and hopefully one that we can get through the door quite quickly. We may well see it happen sort of in and around sort of the end of this month when Lopetegui wants the squad sorted.
Yeah, we've been linked with him for quite a while though, haven't we? When he's been playing for other clubs, but I don't mind him. To be fair, Dave, I think he's a steady headie. I don't think he's going to, pull any trees up. But in terms of having someone who can just sit in front of the defence, because I think that's probably his best position. He's not flamboyant. If he's going to make a pass, he'll give it to someone else to do it. But what he can do is defend really well. So perhaps, Dave, that could free up some other players.
Yeah, and it adds the physical aspects, which we've spoken about at different times throughout the season, and set pieces and so on. He's a bit of a unit as well.
Yeah,
so
it adds more. Two, isn't
it? Yeah, adds more of a physical presence as well. And we've seen it, even at Everton, the final home game of the season. We dealt with them fairly well up until obviously right at the death, but they had a number of physical players that made the set pieces and the long throws quite difficult to deal with. That's something Wolves haven't taken advantage of enough and haven't got enough of. So I think this will add something like that as well. But, a player with lots of quality, Champions League, Europa League experience. So, it'll be a good addition to the team.
Definitely. I mean, when he moved from Monaco to Inter, I think the reported fee was €31 million back in 2015. So that was a lot of money then. So they obviously saw something on me. It hasn't quite worked for him. Saying that, Atletico, he's played over 70 games in just over 3 years. But yeah, I think he's been more of a squad player, hasn't he, for them? But would be a welcome addition at Wolves and will probably play a similar role. But I'd probably expect him to start most weeks if never was to go. But the other rumour that for a similar position or a similar player, Dave, was that Wolves reportedly registered their interest in Borussia Mönchengladbach midfielder Manu Kone, and that's according to the Mail. It said that he's valued around £35 million, so you'd imagine that's Wolves withdrawing their interest. but he's also been linked with a move to Liverpool quite heavily. It said that Villa are interested too. It's not going to happen, this one. I'd be very, very, very surprised.
Yeah, it sounds like he's a very talented young player, especially, with some of the teams that have been linked with him, not just Liverpool, there's other teams around Europe as well. And obviously the fees are a difficult one for Wolves. Wolves can get that money. Obviously there isn't any much money in the pot at the moment, but with a few player sales, £35 million probably would be available. But you would think Wolves would be daft to splash that all on one player when there are at the moment several other areas that need strengthening and need priority. If we came out at the end of this window and we wouldn't have signed a central midfielder, it's not the end of the world, because we've still got, say Neves goes, you've still got Nunes, João Gomes, Boubacar Traoré and Lamina. So at the moment, it's not a priority for Wolves. But yeah, you would think the fee suggest that this isn't a goer for Wolves anyway.
Yeah, very good player. Can actually go past players as well. He's another one who's an absolute unit. Still only a young lad as well, but he's quite intelligent in the final third too. Mostly as a box to box, which makes sense for him going to Liverpool with how athletic and dynamic their midfield. How Klopp wants their midfield to play. So I'd imagine, Dave, this is probably Kone's agents maybe trying to drum up a bit of interest so that Liverpool are forced into making a bid.
Yeah, and obviously there's Villa interested as well. Villa are probably more likely than us to possibly go for him with them having European football. And I'm not sure what their sort of financial situation is like at the moment, but probably a little bit more money in the bank. So, but yeah, I think this is more than likely just agent talk.
Yeah. Well, it'd be a shame though. I think he'd be great at Liverpool, but yeah, it'd be, I can't see him coming to Wolves. Another player who can't see coming to Wolves, mate, is João Félix. Oh, wow. Silly season has begun, hasn't it, mate? So there was a report that came out from journalist David Medina, and it reported that Felix understands that there may be no choice but to take a step back in terms of his next level of club. Doors should no longer be closed to destinations like Wolves, as the club could see as somewhere to unleash his talent. Thoughts, Dave?
Yeah, when I saw that one, I thought it was... I had to double-check the account and make sure it wasn't like a parody account or anything like that. But I think what the journalist is saying really there, I don't think he's directly linking João Félix to Wolves. I think he's more touting Wolves as a possible destination, or that's the sort of caliber of club. Like, no disrespect to Wolves, like a mid-table club where he can, you know, show off what he's capable of, almost be a big fish in a small pond. And basically, I know fans don't want to hear this, treat clubs like Wolves as a stepping stone to move on to bigger and better things again. The main issue, if this was even plausible, would be obviously the fee. Atleti will have to loan him out again with an option to buy, because there's no chance anyone will pay the amount of money that they're going to want for him. They paid over close to 100 million euros. I'm not 100% sure what Chelsea's option was, but obviously they didn't take that up either. Listen, he'd be an unbelievable player for Wolves, but yeah, for this summer, I would be very, very, very surprised.
He's reported to earn around £200,000 to £250,000 a week as well, Dave. So with those loan fees that you love mentioning, plus the wages,
it doesn't
seem like a very plausible deal for Wolves, does it? If they are then to go and buy him.
Yeah, I mean, for Wolves as well, if you sign in a player on loan, they always want the opportunity at the end of the loan spell to sign the player. And obviously with this one, I can't see it. I don't know if I could... I'll see if I could very quickly, whilst we speak, find the option to buy. Well, Chelsea didn't have an option to buy, apparently, at the end of the deal.
I don't think they did, but
they paid a massive loan fee, 11 million euros.
Yeah,
so
plus obviously his wages.
Yeah, I just don't think this phenomenal player, and it's similar to obviously Ansu Fati, I'm sure we'll talk about later on. If you had to pick between Fati and Felix, you'd probably pick João Felix, but both very talented players, but no disrespect.
And both neither want to come.
Yeah, exactly. I just can't see it happen. If Bruno Lage was here, I could maybe, you know, think it's a more of a possibility because of his relationship with Felix. But yeah, I think we move past this one.
And who wouldn't want to play for Bruno Lage, Dave?
Exactly, mate. Yeah. He's set to take on a job in Brazil, I think. As we speak. There's two clubs fighting over him, believe it or not. A team in Spain and a team in Brazil, yeah.
Don't tell Jord. He'd be fuming. Yeah, it looks unlikely, doesn't it, Dave? And again, you've got to look at the mentality of the player and what motivates him. And the same with Fati. Does moving from Chelsea back to Atletico then to Wolves, will that motivate him? I suppose it depends on the individual player, but from the outset, it doesn't look great, does it?
We only finished one place behind Chelsea anyway.
That's true, mate.
It's just a sort of level, isn't it?
True. How many European Cups have Wolves won in the last 10 years?
No
Asia
comment.
Trophy. That'll do. Another rumour that has cropped up, Dave, that did surprise me a little bit, is that Brentford are reportedly lining up a move for Wolves defender Nathan Collins, and that's according to the Mail. Wolves want to try and make a profit on Collins, who they signed for around £20.5 million in the summer. And I would be open to let him go. If Brentford have identified him as a potential target, then surely there's a player in there, because Brentford's scouting is usually very, very good, up there with the likes of Brighton in the Premier League.
It's a weird one, this one, because it was a bit of a surprise when it came out. I did a video recently sort of grading Wolves signings, and to be fair, I put Collins sort of down towards the bottom just in terms of the price that we pay for him and what we got as a return. And when I first saw the report, I thought if Wolves can make a profit on this, if there's other players, better quality, similar sort of price available, you'd cash in and do it. But I was really surprised at the huge amount of support he got on social media when this report came out. The amount of people saying Wolves would be stupid to sell, which really, really surprised me. I saw obviously a couple of people talking about how good he was at the start of the season. I agree. I think he had some good games. But I think the red card at Man City really put, you know, held him back massively. Struggled to break into Lopetegui's plans as well. So I think definitely that there is a player in there, no doubt about it. The one comparison I used on my most recent video was someone like David Garcia, who's available for around 20 million euros. And obviously Nathan Collins. But the difference is, you would assume, I think Nathan Collins obviously homegrown. David Garcia is a lot older than Nathan Collins. So it's a difficult one. I think Wolves would have to make a very healthy profit for them to sell him. And I'm talking maybe £5 to £10 million. And I can't see Brentford paying £30 million for Collins. I might be wrong, but you know, but I think a lot of this fan base, it was a little bit more mixed on the YouTube comments, but a lot of people I saw on social media yesterday really in support of Nathan Collins staying at Wolves.
I don't know. It depends what the objective is, isn't it? And, you know, signing David Garcia or David Garcia, ready-made, could slot in straight into defence alongside Dawson, you'd think. But you're not going to make a profit on him, are you? Not at what, 29? Unless he comes in and he's absolutely world-class and you might make a few more million on him. Whereas with Collins, we know the ceiling could be quite high. He hasn't really done it in the old gold and black yet, but he's still only 22. It's like, do you break even and almost like swap the players, but then you're not going to make a return? And I think Fosun probably looking at it thinking, we'd probably like to make a return on this.
Yeah, it's really dependent on what Wolves want. Do they want just to short-term really strengthen the team and try and push the team up, you know, sooner rather than later? Or do they want to hold back for 2 or 3 years and could potentially make a hell of a lot more money? You would assume they'll pick the latter. So I think Collins would stick around. I think if other players come in, there's potential that he may get loaned out just to get more game time. But I think he will be a player that's in Wolves' plans next season.
Yeah. Hopefully, mate. I like him. I personally would rather Kilman depart, purely because of the money touted around. He's a little bit older. What is he, 26 now, Max Kilman? He's not a puppy. I know he's still quite inexperienced in terms of his professional career, but I think if you could sell Kilman for 30 million, then you would be able to replace him adequately with that money. Or maybe even another player. But yeah, Kilman linked with Napoli and Spurs, and that was according to Liam Keane, wasn't it? But that seems to have gone a little bit quiet now, doesn't it, Dave? So
yeah, the Spurs link keeps popping up every now and then. But I think that was when the new manager got installed, that there was like an early report that he might go for him, and that sort of exploded. But yeah, at the moment that's pretty quiet. But I'm hoping, obviously, as of today, the transfer window is officially open. I'm hoping things start to heat up a little bit over the next couple of weeks with players returning from holidays and so on.
Another one that probably is going to go until the final day, knowing our luck, Dave, is the Ruben Neves saga. So Sport in Spain reported that Barcelona have almost ruled out the signing of Wolves' Ruben Neves this summer. That was a couple of days ago. Ansu Fati's rejected a potential swap deal to Molineux, which is fair enough. Don't blame him. And Barcelona cannot meet the 30 million euro asking price. However, Jorge Mendes has urged Barca fans to keep calm about Neves' future. So, Dave, try and break that down, mate. It's we could do with a decision sooner rather than later, couldn't we? So we know what we've got to spend.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, this would probably be one of the biggest sort of factors in terms of what Wolves can buy this summer. But it always seems to be every summer that this is going on and on and on and on. Sport, like I said, they're the big ones peddling the whole Ansu Fati thing. But it sounds like, well, from day one, he hasn't wanted to come here. But it sounds like Jorge Mendes, just in the back of his mind, thought, I'm going to convince him. I'm going to convince him to come to Wolves and I'm going to get this deal sorted. And obviously Barcelona have just said, look, he doesn't want to leave. I think he scored 3 goals in his last 2 games when he returned from injury as well, which probably made life a little bit more difficult for Barca. And yeah, 13 million plus, obviously Barcelona can't spend, but then they're signing 18-year-olds from Brazil for 40 million yesterday. So I can't figure out. And the whole keep calm thing as well, I'm not sure if that was just to Barca fans or that was just in general, but so cryptic, No one understands what that means. I put a tweet out yesterday in regards to whether you'd be bothered to see him move to another Premier League team if you know you're going to get closer to the £40 million mark. And again, that was very, very mixed. I used Newcastle and Manchester United as an example because they're the two of the names that were linked. But I think some people are still finding it very, very hard to understand why Wolves aren't valuing him more than 35 to 40 million. At the end, and comparing it to Mason Mount or Declan Rice. Declan Rice and Mason Mount are always going to get you more money because they're English. Played more recently at European competition. And Ruben Neves obviously only has 1 year left on his deal as well. So I think it's weird. Maybe he's not as good as we think he is because he's been our best player in and around the squad for the last 3 or 4 years. But for £35 million, I'm very, very surprised that more clubs aren't queuing up to try and get him with his Premier League experience.
Yeah. It seems that Mendes is going to get Neves out of the club in some capacity, whether it's Barcelona. But yeah, one way or the other, he'll get him out. I don't personally mind him going to Newcastle or Manchester United. I don't think he'd go to Arsenal just because of his comments over the years. I think he's probably burnt the bridges there. But you're right about the English premium too. And Wolves are in a little bit of a precarious position. We haven't got a strong hand. He's got 1 year left on his deal. We've fought a relegation battle last season. We cracked the year before. We haven't got a strong hand. So that's probably why he's only valued at 30 million, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think Wolves will probably try and squeeze a little bit more. But I think there were obviously reports as well. If he stays beyond this summer, I think he'd sign a new deal. Probably more to the fact that it will give Wolves still a little bit of value and he just doesn't leave the club on a free in the future. But yeah, it's I think if he moves to another Premier League club, which I wouldn't mind, fans have got to realise he'll never be cherished and adored as much as Wolves fans have done, you know, here. So that's what we can, you know, Manchester United, he'll play Champions League football, but he's not going to be sort of idolised as much as he has here in Wolverhampton. Newcastle, he may be a little bit more, but again, I still don't think he's going to get the minutes there. But at the end of the day, Wolves need the money, so wherever it comes from, I'm not too bothered.
I can honestly see him coming back to Wolves anyway in some capacity, whether that'll be after a couple of years at Barcelona and on a loan move, because they seem to bring a load of players in and then only so many get minutes. I mean, like Frankie Kess would be the amazing signing for Wolves. Such a good player.
They're trying to get rid of is it Ferran Torres as well? They only signed him like a year or two ago from Manchester City. So, yeah, they're an absolute mess, Barcelona are. So I get sort of the glitz and glamour of signing for them, but it's just going to end in tears.
Yeah, I mean, Frank Kessler, who, you know, we've spoken about him on here before. Wolves were linked with him a few seasons ago now. He's only played seven starts in the league this season.
It's criminal, really, isn't it?
21 appearances as a sub. It's criminal for a player of that calibre. But yeah, you can. It's difficult to come into a club when you're almost lined up as a Busquets replacement, because Busquets, in Barca's eyes, in Xavi's eyes, he's pretty much irreplaceable. So he's always going to be fighting an uphill battle. And it's almost like similar to Lars replacing Nuno. It's already an uphill task because you're replacing someone who was deemed as God in fans' eyes. So it's always going to be difficult. But it's so important that Wolves try and get a big deal and outgoing over the line, so it just gives us a bit more. Unless they know that a deal is going to happen and they're pretty certain, but they don't want to almost show too much leg, because if you sell Kilman for 30 million, Neves for 40, clubs are going to be thinking, oh, we've got 70 million to spend here. I think they'll have a rough estimate of who's going to be going where and for what. So hopefully, as you said, Dave, it starts to heat up a little bit. Another rumour before we spoke about on the last podcast, Dave, was about James Ward-Prowse. So it seems that Southampton have upped their asking price to £50 million now, I think, since Liverpool have been interested. So can't see that happening, can you?
No, and that just adds fuel to the fire of fans that can't understand why Neves is 35 and the Championship player is 50 now. So
Ward-Prowse can hit the target from 25 yards with a dead ball. That's probably what the difference is. Conflicting reports coming out of Portugal, Dave, about the future of Pedro Neto. So I think it was Arbola had reported that Neto could be heading to Sporting on loan in a bid to rediscover some form after two injury hit seasons, but then Record in Portugal very quickly rubbished those claims. Is this something you'd be against?
It's a weird one. Yeah, I know, exactly. Yeah, it's a weird one with Neto. I think if we were bursting at the seams, which we still have a decent amount of wingers on the books at the moment, but it's definitely an area that Wolves need to improve. He needs game time. I think Portugal would be a good area for him to get that game time and improve. But yeah, Record is the most reputable out of those two sources. And, you know, like you've said, they rubbish that one very, very quickly. I don't know. I'd probably prefer to keep him at Wolves. I think he needs good preseason. He's had two good preseasons the last 2 years. But he needs another good preseason under Lopetegui or whoever is going to take charge and then go from there and hopefully just stay injury-free.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't be against it. You talk about the wingers, though. You've got Chiquinho coming back. You've got Pedence. You've got Wang. You've got Neto. You've got Cunha can play there. Adama, we don't.
In terms of what, in terms of quality, I don't mean there's enough quality there.
No, volume.
Yeah, volume is. But I think there's definitely an area, a department you probably need to sort of. I wouldn't be against sort of selling to improve that area.
And I think they're all very different profiles. I think the only player who's probably more similar to Neto is Chiquinho in terms of being able to go past players, because. Pedence doesn't go past players. Cunha doesn't in wide positions. So it depends. Yeah. How Lopetegui wants to set up. I would imagine he'll probably tweak things in the summer and we'll probably see different setup to what we've played this season. But yeah, I hope so, because it was crap. But, you know, pragmatism and all that. Talking of Lopetegui, though, Dave, the saga continues. So Wolves aren't going to come out and say, yeah, the manager who's under contract, who's still the manager, is going to be the manager next season, are they?
No.
But I feel like there needs to be some communication through a different medium just to give a nod to say, yeah, he's happy. They've had a chat and they're cracking on. Whether that's through Liam Keane, whether that's through Gillian Balagoy, something needs to happen, doesn't it? Because apparently the president of Saudi club Al Hilal is reportedly holding talks in Paris as he hopes to appoint a new head coach, whom Julian Lopetegui is reported amongst the candidates to take charge of the job. And that's according to Tutto Mercato in Italy. I feel like this just keeps dragging on a little bit, doesn't it? This saga, it almost needs to be put to an end, even if it means him going, because it's not good.
Tutto Mercato, it's not a great source, but there were... I think Allegri was linked, and that's probably why they were reporting on it. But then there was a couple of, I think it was a French Al Hilal page saying that Lopetegui was the leading candidate yesterday. But I think we both struggled to find the source for that tweet. It's hard. I don't think the club are ever going to come out and just quash rumours, because that's not what happens. Yeah. But even local journalists, I think, are still none the wiser about this as well. Because I think you're right. I think if people are asking them, they'd be saying Lopetegui's staying. Maybe it's something that in a couple of weeks' time, when people such as Matt Hobbs or whatever return from holidays, it may be an article sort of outlining Wolves' plans for the summer and onwards, and Lopetegui's included in those. I don't know. But this is, again, you've probably got 7 to 14 days to figure out what's going on here and Lopetegui decide what he's doing, because... July the 1st always seems to be that sort of marker. But for Wolves, they'll have a summer tour or summer sort of camp early in July. They've got South Korea at the end of July. So by sort of the next, like I say, next sort of 10 days or so, they need to know what's going on. There's rumours about Frank Garagaza as well, who's his technical advisor, leaving. Espanyol apparently want him. But I think he was always going to come as a short-term appointment anyway. So we'll have to wait and see. But I think fans are just fed up with the uncertainty. It's not that fans are doubting his quality as a manager. I think they're just doubting his almost loyalty and demeanour. Is that the right word? But his attitude towards the job, really.
It's a weird one about Garagaza as well, because do you remember David Connolly used to play for like Leicester and... He posted something from almost like a seminar that Garagars had done a few months ago, talking about like how hands-on he was with identifying talent, right? Obviously, rather than signing them, but identifying talent at Wolves. So it seems to be strange that he could be going, Lopetegui could be going.
There was something that was. I remember I read an article and I saw it pop up again yesterday. That was a Lopetegui appointment rather than a Wolves appointment. So he was almost appointed to sort of help Daniel Lopetegui, obviously Yulin's son. So I think maybe it was always going to be only a six to 12 month thing anyway. But I don't know. But like you say, yeah, he has done sort of speeches and seminars about how he's going to approach things with Wolves. So I don't know. It's everything's up in the air at the moment, but I wouldn't expect an official club statement at any point. You need to rely on your local journos for this one, I think.
Yeah, and I think the fact that they're still up in the air, you bet your bottom dollar that the likes of Steve Madeley, etc., will be contacting the club and saying, look, there seems to be a lot of noise around Lopetegui's future. Can we just get a couple of words? And the club have probably said, we don't know. Yeah. So it probably is up in the air, because if everything was fine and the club's name was being used as a bargaining tool, then they would come out and say, yeah, everything's fine, like no news here. But the fact that things are still up in the air does suggest that there is still a bit of friction there.
Yeah, it's just uncertain, and that's what's frustrating for Wolves fans. You can't, obviously we're linked with players, you can't structure a team or build a team when you don't know who's going to be in charge of the club. So it's difficult as well. And I'll be very disappointed if he does go at this point. And I know it's still plenty of time left before the start of the season, but you know, you've lost a good 2 to 3 weeks of preparation, really. So yeah, we'll wait and see on this one, I think.
Do you think that Wolves will be in the background eyeing up potential manager candidate?
I think they'd be daft not to even have options. Remember, like again, we mentioned Brighton.
Yeah, but Brighton contingency had, plan. Yeah,
yeah. They knew if Graham Potter was going to be appointed or you know, taken off, then they had like 3 or 4 managers they were happy to take. So as long as it's not Pedro Martins and flipping Carlos Carvajal, then yeah, I don't mind.
Yeah. Who knows, mate? Who knows? It could be even Michael Beale.
I don't know. Bring him back.
Bring him back. That's all the rumours from the last few days, Dave. I've enjoyed that. We should hopefully be back with another one. Well, depending on how many rumours there are, really. Maybe start off next week. But yeah, just make sure you keep an eye on Talking Wolves socials for all the up-to-date rumours. Dave, where can people follow you, should they wish to?
It's just at Dave as a Party. I'm on Twitter and Instagram. And yeah, me and Matt will be hosting. It is sold out, unfortunately, but Local Legends event tomorrow with Steve Ball, which we're looking forward to. So if you did grab tickets to that, look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, you say unfortunately there, Dave. Unfortunately sold out.
Yeah, that's what I meant, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll be at that. Well, it'll be tomorrow night. This will be going out on Wednesday, won't it, Dave? So
yeah.
Be there tomorrow night. Is it the Swan at Technol?
Swan Lower Green Technol, yeah. So should be a good one.
Never been. Is it any good?
Neither have I, so I can't comment.
Haven't you?
Nah, never been, no.
We'll see. But yeah, looking forward to that. I'm M Cooper Writes on Twitter and Matt Cooper Bites, and we are, of course, Talking Wolves. Let us know if you like the video. Comment down below who you think Wolves should sign or your opinion on these rumours. If you are new here and you have enjoyed it, please feel free to drop us a subscribe or a review, 5-star review, of course, on Spotify and Apple. And until next time, take care and enjoy the weather.